You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, everyone. So excited to be with you again today. And as always, we've got another great guest lined up. Now, my guest today is Brenda Suisis, and she is a business strategist who inspires entrepreneurs to grow successful and profitable businesses. She's also a mum of four, and she lives in beautiful Tasmania in Australia. Now, Brenda is originally from South Africa, where she spent the best part of 20 years in corporate banking. And just 1 year after arriving in Australia, she completed a coaching course and then started up her own business. Now, Brenda is passionate about creating a lifestyle business that includes family, time, freedom, and travel. And she's even more passionate about inspiring and encouraging others to uncover their true potential so they can create a life and business they love. Welcome to the show, Brenda.
Thank you very much. Goodness, that was a fabulous introduction. I feel quite honoured.
Look, I think your tagline, which is what you are all about, you know, your inner brilliance is helping people to transform possible into profitable, is just incredible. And so honoured that you're joining me on the show today to share your wisdom.
Thank you.
So one thing that I know a lot of businesses struggle with is getting new clients. In fact, and this is probably something that you're often hear too. In fact, getting out there and getting new clients can really be like a chore, particularly if you don't really know what you're doing. Would you say that that's what you found in your experience too?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is exactly why I started my business, because I realized that in the industry that I'm in, so many coaches, consultants, and solo practitioners out there just really don't know how to attract consistent flow of clients. So I've created a program which would obviously help them with that. And It's the same thing that I've struggled with for a very, very long time in my business. Mm-hmm. And I'm hopefully can say that I've overcome that, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it later.
Yeah, fabulous. So what would you say would be what you found, and maybe this is something that you've experienced in your own business and now helping your clients with as well, what would you say are some of the common reasons, and these might be things that they're not doing in their business or not doing very well in their business, is the reason why they're struggling to get new clients?
Anne-Marie, I think most people, especially those who work online, are still afraid of marketing and still afraid of sales. And I have to tell you that the only way you can really make sure that you have a consistent flow of clients is to pick up the phone and to connect with a person who's probably out there looking for you. And it's to understand what marketing strategy to use in your business, because as we know, not everything suits your business. Mm-hmm. And I find many people marketing themselves in places where they don't even know, or they don't even have an idea that their clients are. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to understand where your clients are hanging out, and then you've got to attend those places, find out how to market to them to attract them to you.
Yes. And I think what a lot of business owners do, they tend to look at what other people are doing and doing well and think, well, I'll try that. But what you've said there, and it's so important, is that what that particular marketing strategy may just not be the best for you. And so when you're going out there and using that strategy, you're not putting your best foot forward.
Exactly that. And, you know, for you to be able to create the marketing strategy, it's so important that you do know who your client is. Mm-hmm. When you have a good idea of who that client is, you're able to market and craft all your communication, whether it be offline or online, in terms of your flyers, your marketing material, your website copy. All of that can be created so that you're attracting your ideal client. And, you know, you just mentioned something earlier where it said we compare ourselves. We do. I know as a woman entrepreneur, one of the things that really frustrated me in the beginning is that we have so much information to look at. We do so much research online that we often get bogged down by comparing ourselves and where we're at, mm-hmm. you know, in business. And I think we just needed to understand that you are exactly where you're meant to be right now. Yes. And it's a step-by-step process, and not to beat yourself up about it.
Yeah, I love that. Now, you also speak about the importance of having a strategic step-by-step plan in place to help us stand out, to help us get hired, and of course, to keep our clients coming back for more. What are some of the key elements that you believe are an absolute must that we should have in our strategic step-by-step plan? Do you want to just share a couple of those things?
Absolutely. Well, the first of it, I think I touched on a little bit earlier, was that you really need to understand who your ideal client is. And I take my clients through a process where we really dig down deep and we get into almost, I would say, your client's headspace to understand what makes them tick. Secondly, I would also say that you need to have something really attractive that you can offer your clients, and which is a service or a program. There's also another thing that I think is very important, and that is how you stand out in the marketplace, your branding. And when I say branding, I don't mean your business card, and I don't mean, you know, your web page or anything like that. It's you. How do you come across as being different? Now, that's something that I would include in the step-by-step program as well. I would also include things like a lead generation strategy, so you understand how you're attracting your client, the funnel that they go into, so that you can, you know, build a relationship and nurture that client relationship, so ultimately your ideal clients start buying from you, because we all know that you buy from people that you know, love and trust. These are the steps that are, to me, very, very key and very core in helping your clients to know what it is that you do as well.
Yeah. You know, something that you talked about, and I'd love to just spend a little bit of time on, because it's something that I see many, many business owners continue to struggle with, and they've got fantastic services or a product to offer, but because they're not so defining or well defining enough their ideal client, they're trying to be all things to all people, and therefore their marketing messages, their flyers and other things that you mentioned are just not speaking to anybody, and they're not attracting new clients at all. Would you say that this is a very, very important step to really be clear on defining who your target market is, who's your ideal client, so that all of the marketing things that you're doing really speaks directly to them?
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, I'm a very firm believer in it, that if you don't understand who you're marketing to, your message is going to be diluted. You know, you're going to be attracting people who are not your ideal client. And obviously, we all have those that we really want to work with. You know, so some of the questions that I would, you know, get my clients to think about is, what is it that actually keeps your client up at night worrying, you know? If they were ready to pull their hair out about something, what would that thing be? You've got to understand what it is that makes your client tick, what is keeping your client up at night. You know, you've got to understand where your clients hang out.
Yes.
It's a good idea to find out what your clients read, even. You know, where do they go for their information? Are they looking at websites? Are they on Facebook? Do they use Twitter? Where are your clients hanging out? You know, what is the biggest obstacle that they currently deal with? When you get really clear on that, you can use the language that your clients feed back to you to craft that marketing message. Because when you speak to your clients in the language that they understand, they're more likely to come back to you, because something inside of them connects with something inside of you. I like to think of it as a heart connection.
Yes.
And suddenly it's like, wow, she gets me.
That's so important. In fact, last week's show, we had Lauren Tharp, and she is a freelance writer, and her business is all about marketing and copywriting and so forth, and getting that message out there into the world. And what she said was exactly what you have just said, Brenda, in that we need to understand what our clients, the language they use, the phrases, so that we can connect with clients. And in fact, one of the things that she mentioned, and this is just going to confirm how important it is, that she was working with a scientific company, and all of their marketing messages is all about the analytics and the technical stuff, and no one was buying it. And when she went through the process of understanding what their ideal clients were, which is the process that you're saying we all should be doing too, the message was, if you invest in this product, your staff will no longer have accidents accidents or potentially kill themselves when driving a forklift. And it was like, oh, when you put it that way, I understand what it is that you're trying to tell me. Well, that's a useful product, you know, for someone who's obviously working in the warehousing industry. But what you're saying is if we don't understand that language, our information, our marketing may just not be understood by our ideal client.
Exactly that. And you know what, when we don't craft a message which is really defined and for our client, it's like having a dartboard and just throwing those dots willy-nilly everywhere and hoping that you're going to hit that board.
Yes.
You know, you can't create a marketing message to fit everyone. So how do you create a marketing message then? You really define your client so that you're targeting that specific client. I know that many people have a limiting belief, and I probably had one myself not too long ago, whereas I thought, oh, what would happen if I target my client so finely? I'm going to be losing clients. But let me tell you, you don't lose clients. As a matter of fact, you start attracting more high-end clients who really want what you have. You know, when we just throw open the net, you know, we're bound to catch a whole lot of stuff that we don't want to. But when you define your message and you're really very clear on it, you attract the client that is going to value you, who is going to come back more often to have more of what you have to give them, and who's going to be a joy and a pleasure to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. So very, very important. You also spoke about a lead generation strategy. And I know for many listeners who might have only heard that term for the very first time, do you want to define what is a lead generation strategy?
A lead generation strategy, Anne-Marie, is something that you can use to get your clients into a funnel. Mm-hmm. Now, a funnel, it literally looks just like a funnel that you pour water through. And what you do is it's a strategy that you create by offering your clients something for free, a little taster, something that they can have of you to get to know you a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And there are different lead generation strategies that you can use and different methods as well and platforms that you can do this on. I use Facebook predominantly to be able to generate leads for myself.
Yes.
And I like to target these leads so that I have high quality leads coming in. This lead generation strategy can be built around something simple, an ebook, free report, perhaps a consultation or a gift, a downloadable MP3 or an audio or a video, anything that attracts your client to you so that they can just get that little bit of a taster. It's a teaser, actually.
Yes.
And once they're in your funnel, so they would have to opt in for this thing, you can then build a relationship by sending them continuous emails. You can build a relationship by connecting with them via telephone, if you've captured their telephone number as well, and by just having a discussion with them to determine what it is that they want. Where are they currently and where do they need to go? And by building that relationship and moving them through your funnel, you're eventually able to upsell them into one of your high-end coaching programs or into your, you know, high-end products or services that you may be selling.
Sure. And so it's very important to be able to introduce them to you so that you can get them on what I call the keep in touch system. So whether it be your newsletter or something like that, but do that with that lead generation strategy, which could be a free ebook or something which gives them the introduction to you. So you're obviously not going to give away all of your IP and information in that. It's just very much a touch of what you do, a little snippet of what you do, whether it's an audio, an ebook. I think some people use videos and just something that introduces them to you and your expertise. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I can add one thing to that as well. Many people think that you give them sort of your inferior product up front.
Yes.
I beg to differ. And I tend to say, give them good, valuable content, something that they can actually use right now to get a result in their business. Because when they get the result from something that you've given them for free, they in their mind sit down and think, wow, if this has had such an impact on my life and I got it for free, how valuable will the information be or the product or the service be if I had to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you've actually given them something that they can use, which gets them an immediate result, and they'll come back to you for more.
Fabulous. Good, good. Now, I know that you talked about marketing and that's being so very important to get your message out there. And I know that people, it confuses them. And that's something that you've said at the beginning of the call as well. If we're thinking about having a clear marketing plan in place and that allows us to be focused and on track, what would you say should be some really important elements in that marketing plan?
First of all, I think you need to understand where you are currently. Then I also think you need to have a very, very clear idea of where it is that you're going. Because often we think that success is a straight line, but it isn't. There are a whole lot of zigzags and obstacles in between. We come across limiting beliefs. We come across, you know, financial cash flow problems. There are lots of little hiccups along the way. When you know where you are and where you need to go, you can identify the gap. And it's that gap that you can then go and research and say, do you know what? The gap that I have right now might be a sales and marketing coach, or it might be a health and wellness coach, or it might be a relationship coach. You then are able to put into place a plan to be able to address the shortcomings or the gaps that you've identified. But unless you know and have a clear idea where you're heading, unfortunately, you know, as they say, Alice in Wonderland went down the rabbit hole, yes, said, if you don't really know where you're going, any road will get you there.
Or, yes.
I'm not sure if that's right, but, you know, you get the drift. You get the idea in any case. So be very clear about what it is that you want to achieve. Be very clear about the outcomes that you want for yourself. Set your goals and break them down. And I like to tell my clients, we normally start with looking at their vision. And in their vision, we have a few markers, which then we take out and we turn them into objectives. Only three or four, because any more than three or four objectives really becomes overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to be breaking your plan down into 90-day segments, you only want to work with three or four objectives. And then we create a strategy that aligns with those objectives. And that strategy takes into consideration a tactical plan, your how-to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very important. And I'd imagine that when you have those key steps in place and the goals and so forth, it allows you to keep very, very focused. And you know that every activity that you're doing in your day and in your week is going to move you forward towards that goal achievement.
That's right, exactly that.
Wonderful. So, Brenda, I mean, you've shared lots of wisdom with us today, which I'm so appreciative of. Can you tell us a little bit more about the transformational program that you offer?
Yes, it's a 12-week business transformation program, and I've specifically created it to help people who sort of have the puzzle pieces, but they just don't know where they all fit. So they really have the what and they have the why, but they're not clear on the how. Now, this is a step-by-step program that takes them through most of the things that we've spoken about, how to identify their clients, a bit of branding, a lead generation strategy. We implement one of these strategies and we get the client's results, which ultimately is more clients, more cash in the bank, and a better lifestyle for yourself. You know, with that comes obviously clarity and confidence as well. So the more you achieve, the higher your confidence is.
Mm-hmm.
The program is a digital program, so it's delivered weekly via video with worksheets to be able to complete as well at your own time. So for the busy entrepreneur, this is ideal. But what it also does, which is unlike any other program out there, is it gives you access to me, one-on-one coaching, where I work with you in your business to achieve these results. And we take it step by step. So in the 12 weeks, you get access to me 6 times for an hour or an hour and a bit at a time, where we actually work through a whole process with you. Now, as you know, we can't give everything in the digital programs. There's just too much information. If I had to take everything that's in my head, it would take me 52 weeks to deliver it.
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure you get that. But, you know, with this program, we basically, once you connect with me, we then work you through the things that you really need in your business. I also give you access to a Facebook group where you have access to other entrepreneurs. You can brainstorm and run some ideas off with the other ladies in the group as well, or other gents in the group. So it's a really comprehensive program, and the outcome is really results in your business.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And how can people find out more about that program?
Anna-Marie, currently what I'm doing is I'm sending people to a beautiful landing page where they first can get a bit of a taste about me and what I'm about. And it's a free report which I'm giving away called the 3 Simple Steps to Get 3 Clients in 30 Days or Less, even if you don't have a clue how to do this yet. And they're more than welcome to opt into this, and they'll get access to the free report, which will then give them an opportunity to link to me for a 30-minute free consultation. Because as you know, I'm very aware of who my ideal client is, and I do want to work with people who are committed to taking action. So I will send you the link, and perhaps we can pop this link into a space where they can go back and click on it. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful. So if you're listening to iTunes or if you've downloaded the podcast onto your MP3 player, then you'll need to click back onto the show blurb. So search for show number 105, Transforming Possible into Profitable with Brenda Siosis. And if you scroll down the show blurb under the further resources section, I will put the link that will take you directly to Brenda's report so you can sign up for that and find out more about her and, of course, the 30-minute free consultation as well. But thank you for that. That's really generous.
It's a pleasure. You're welcome, Anne-Marie.
Fabulous. So, I mean, you've really shared some incredible things. I think that it is so very important to have a plan in place, to be clear about clients, to have a step-by-step process to keep you focused and on track. Because when we don't have those things in place, we can often be, you know, taken off track, the shiny object syndrome, which is something that I know that, in the past that I can easily fall victim to. And, you know, all of the tools that we have at our fingertips, whilst they're great as part of our marketing strategy, they can also become distractors for us. So I think having that clear plan in place is certainly going to help us accelerate us getting more clients into our businesses. So thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today, Brenda.
Oh, you're welcome. It was really fun. Thank you very much for having me on this wonderful show.
Now, this is the very first time that you've joined us today. Welcome. Every week we have a guest expert, just like we've spoken to Brenda today. I really recommend that you go and subscribe to our iTunes channel so that each week you get to learn more tips and strategies about how you can take your business to the next level. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and we'll catch you again same time next week. Bye for now. Listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.